You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Hi, how y'all doing? It's your buddy JB here with you on Give Zero. You know, you might be a redneck if you can dip and swallow a goodie powder at the same time. That'd be me. Let's do the show. Here we go.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brudo.
Hustles in the sky. How y'all doing? It's your buddy JB, host of America's number one third-rate podcast, Give Zero. I am at Casa de Bruno at the farmhouse there, farmhouse studio, minding my own beeswax, trying my best to get my crimif on, okay? Trying to enjoy my Christmas because, you know, 'tis the season. I got my Jesus stuff going because I'm big on Christmas, both the spiritual side, obviously, because I'm that guy, as well as the holiday season in general. I just love Christmas. You know, I don't need big gifts or anything. Nobody get me. You don't get me nothing. Just a hug. A hug is awesome. And a little feeling of goodwill is certainly appreciated because 'tis the season. I'm a Sunday night at, y'all, it's 10 o'clock. Okay, it's a few minutes before 10 o'clock. I'm old. I'm taking some time away from the show because I just get, I love you guys. I love doing this, but I get burned out on the burnout of the just all the stupid out there. But as usual, one of you darlings out there contacted me. Hey, JB, buddy, you know, there's a lot going on out there, and we'd sure like your opinion on it. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll get to it. Thanks. I'll get to it. Merry Christmas to you. Then this happened. Hey, JB, since I want your opinion on some stuff, here's the stuff. Okay. Appreciate you. Then I get this. Hey, JB, I know you like elephants in the room. Here's you an elephant. Oh, and along with it's a rabbit hole. Spend 3 or 4 or 5 hours of your important life and dig down into this and let us know how you come out on the other end. How's a nice way to say this? You asshole! Oh my God, so I went down the rabbit hole. Oh, fuck. Oh. And I, oh my, oh, rituals. Let's do that. And I made coffee. It's 10 o'clock at night, and I made coffee. Old man should be in the bed right now, sleeping. But here I am with y'all. So, whenever you may be listening to this, at your convenience, not 10 o'clock at night, old man trying to get some sleep, at your convenience. I hope you're well, hope you're good, hope you're all those things. And I also hope you got your beer, your wine, your whiskey, your gin, your vodka, what mead, whatever you got. If you got White Claw, you got your Zima, anything but scotch, because scotch sucks. Yeah, I said it. Saying it. Or if you got something special, you want to go out on the back deck and roll that thing up and just do what you're going to do and partake with us, you do your thing. For me, you know I've got black coffee, fresh and hot at 10 p.m. at night. Tomorrow's Monday, got to face the world. Please join me. On the count of three, we'll all sip or puff or whatever you're doing together. Together. We will say, good stuff. Got it? 1, 2, 3, go. Good stuff. So this rabbit hole that this well-meaning a-hole sent me is this. So I've seen his post. I don't social media much anymore just because of burnout, okay? After I rabbit hole this, I went ahead and followed him. Because I'm not sure what to make of this, but it's a massive, massive rabbit hole worth going down. So this officer, Tarik Johnson, T-A-R-I-K, last name is Johnson, just like you think it is, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. If these kind of things matter to you, on X, he's got a blue check. I don't know. So, his whole thing's about January 6th. So, he was a D.C. police force commander that was on site January 6th. And he's been talking about for a month or so, I got some information to come out. I got something smoking gun crap. Blah, blah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you in a couple of months. Why the lead up? I hate this stuff. If you got something, say something. You gonna say it, say it. Got something, say something. Okay? Say something. Well, we get the ins and outs as to why he kind of sat on this for a while in this post. I'm gonna read this post to you. And of course, you wanted my big opinion to prove that I too have a butthole like everybody else on this planet. I give you my opinions as we go through this. So if you want to find him on Twitter, it's Tarik Johnson, T-A-R-I-K Johnson. His handle is, that's his handle. His username is @ E-L-L-E-O-N, capital C-E-O-T-K. Okay, but there it is. Anyway, he says, I've been saying publicly for a year that J6 was not an insurrection, but not many people would listen. Now, he's getting some traction on this because Vivek Ramaswamy Ding Dong, Shamalama Ding Dong, used his quote from Twitter saying that, and this guy was in the know, being someone, not a someone, but someone of gravity in the D.C. Police Department on site there when this went down, Capitol Police. All right. He said, ironically, saying that he's been saying that it was not an insurrection. He said, ironically, so no one would benefit more than I would, that being him, if J6 was an insurrection, as I, Tarik Johnson, was the commander that ordered and led the evacuation of the Senate and the House itself during the J6 breach, after begging former Assistant Chief Yogananda Pittman for permission to do so, as she sat comfortably in the command center watching the events unfold on CCTV while Chief Stephen A. Sund, who I think is who Tucker Carlson interviewed, that was an interesting interview, was obtaining National Guard approval and getting assistance from local law enforcement agencies. So, so Tarik Johnson is the guy that basically emptied the Capitol, got the House and the Senate, everybody evacuated during that horrible time that put our entire democracy in jeopardy. Okay, so he's that guy. And basically had to take it upon himself to do it because she who was police commissioner sat on her fat ass letting all this go down. Because what you're going to find out is I'll leave that toward the end. Okay. He says here that Yogananda Pittman flat out ignored me, so I was forced to forge ahead with the evacuation without obtaining approval from her. 3 days later, he decided to call Senator Patrick Leahy, whatever his name is, of Vermont, to report Pittman's malfeasance. And approximately an hour after I got off the phone with the senator, I was contacted by the department's United States Capitol Police's internal affairs section and was informed that I was suspended. So he contacts the chief when he's there on J6 and says, "Hey, I got the House and the Senate here. All these people, this building being overrun. What do I need to do with them?" Getting no response back at all from his superiors. Kind of the same thing that Stephen's son was doing. He was the chief of police over there who was dismissed. Got rid of him because he was trying to get backup and he wanted National Guard approval in there and couldn't get the National Guard approval. And no, it wasn't Trump. For you libtards out there, that's not how that works. So he calls Patrick Leahy of Vermont and talks about Pittman not doing anything. How she sat there in the control room when all this stuff was going on and would not give him instructions after he's calling for instructions on what to do with all the Congress people. An hour later after that phone call, the department calls him and says, "Dude, you're suspended for 17 months. He was under a gag order by the United States, the Congressional Police, not to speak about the events of January 6, 2021 to the media until he's separated from the department. He was required to remain in his house under this suspension Monday through Friday from 8 in the morning until 4 p.m. and unable to step off his property without notifying the police for fear of being disciplined up to and including termination during those 17 months. Now, I ask of you, why is a decorated officer that had a long time with them, who had been elevated to a pretty important position, he's a commander with the police department up there, who his job is to babysit and take care of the police duties where Congress people are concerned on January freaking 6th, whose boss lady sat on her thumb intentionally so that chaos could ensue. When Trump, who may have to sign the authorization order, if the request comes from the Capitol Police, i.e. the Capitol, i.e. Nancy Pelosi, from the speaker's chairs where that comes from, had already told him, if you want this, because he has to authorize it, but he can't make the request. Trump should have done something about that J6. He had all day long. He didn't send no National Guard up in there. Sons of bitches, you can't do that as president. Why? Because, I don't know. Let's pick any libtard city you want. And the president, I don't know, let's say that they're a blithering old idiot that can't put a sentence together, who's in the back pocket of China and Ukraine, decided they wanted to go and use that National Guard to go and take over a city or people he didn't like, or a political opponent having a rally and lock everybody up, a president could just go send them. That's not a good idea. Because, you know, America, supposedly we have freedom in this country. That's the reason why a president can't do that. So that was offered to Pelosi and the Capitol Police Department, everybody else, what, two, if not three times in the week or so before J6. And each time it was like, nope, we don't need it. Don't want it. Don't need it. Then when they decided they do need it, the people that need to make the call aren't making the call. Because Americans are stupid. Stupid. Dumb as fuck stupid. And they'll believe anything you tell them. Optics. So 3 years later, 4 years later, 3 years later, you can still have dumb fucks running around going, well, yeah, J6 wouldn't have happened if Trump had sent the damn National Guard in there. He ain't going to do that. He called for an erection. What? It's not erection. What's what? Insert what? He called for an insurmountable erection on that January, whenever that was, because he's trying to stop Biden from getting in there because he cheated, because Trump's a cheater. I swear to God, you people. The retards in this country have cost us our country because you're all stupid. Coffee. At 10 o'clock at night. Because, for y'all. Because I'm cranky because I'm old. So he reports that, look, I'm on the ground here. Stuff's going on here that you find out that the feds ginned up. That some of his fellow police officers were dressed up as Antifa in the crowd. When does Antifa go the fuck to a air quote Trump rally? You know, breaking windows in the Capitol. And oops, there's already people inside there handing out weapons from inside the Capitol. Why the fuck did you do that? Why don't you just walk around the crowd and hand them out? Yeah, cause inside job. And that's what all this points to. This is a very much a smoking gun. Oh, you're reporting this? Okay, well, thanks for reporting this to me. Hangs the phone up. And there is no telling who Patrick Leahy called next. Because in very short order, within an hour, this guy gets a call. Terry Johnson gets a call for reporting Pittman. And he gets a call from the internal affairs office at the police department. And for 17 months, Joker, you stay inside your fucking house. We'll pay you, but you shut your fucking pie hole. We're going to have investigations and Liz Cheney will carry our water. Until such time, you shut the fuck up and take a check. Now, I've got two sides of this. One of the old boys brilliant for writing it out. On the flip side of that, this motherfucker wrote it out. Why didn't you say something from day one and go, uh-uh. Hello, January 10th. Here's what they've told me to do. This is bullshit. I don't know. You got to trust the good Lord. All things in good time. I get it. But damn it. I mean, for the love of God, there's still people going right now looking at Pfizer commercials on television. Can't wait to get their next vax. What? What are you up to now? 12 or 13 of these sons of bitches? What? I mean, for the love of God, it's the CIA's admitted that they killed Kennedy. There's UFOs. These are things. Things that are right there for you to see. A wide-ass open border. We find out now they're stopping as many Chinese as they are Mexicans. Coming over here by themselves, military age men. Now they put a thing on the floor of Congress that says, hell, let's just do this. They can join the military and we'll give them citizenship. That's what we need. Because they've gone into Mexico. Individual reporters have now. You can find this information if you'll go look. They're following these Chinese people in here that are being paid by the CCP, the Chinese Chi-Coms, to follow this route, to get their ass into America so they can join the military? Oh, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah. You know, we've heard forever because, you know, at the end of the day, what you got to remember about our military is a citizen military. Okay? That's why the president has to be commander in chief of it, because the government cannot tell the military what to do. So they make one person in the whole U.S. government of lawmaking and enforcement that is the commander, and that is the president, he or she. And we have said it for years. Let the government lose their damn mind. There's no way a U.S. soldier would ever fire on this a weapon on the citizenry of the United States. Yeah, with a bunch of Chinese communists operating tanks, anti-aircraft weapons, M16s dressed in our military's uniforms. That'd never happen. Get on the fucking train. Get in. Yeah. J6 was an inside job. That's becoming more and more and more and more apparent to people that are retards. You don't think that deep state and that bunch of libtards don't need a miracle? Here's the bad thing for Biden. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. He does not have the black vote. Proven. 60% of 63 or 64% of black voters say, ain't voting for him. That's all right. We got a bunch of Mexicans that we let into the southern border, man. They vote for the deal, but nope. 55% that they can find, legal or illegal voters, say, we wouldn't vote for him either. See what the Hispanic population doesn't realize when they get here because the Democrats suck their ass? Just come on in here, Jose. It's okay. Bring Maria. Y'all come on in. Come on in. We love you. Here's a cell phone. Here's some money. Here's so-and-so. Blah, blah, blah. We riding with Biden. Okay. But what they don't realize is these jokers are hardworking people. They're very family-oriented. They are very, very, they are very spiritual. Catholic, whatever they are, they're very much that. And they find out quick the Democratic Party wants to kill babies. What? You want to lock us in our homes and do what? You want to tax us and do what? That's right. So this shit's falling apart quick. Unless you're a white female that lives in suburbia who's a white savior. I don't care what they say. Black lives matter, and they're the only lives that matter. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm white. What's this special HBO where somebody's got out now? Magical Negroes or something like that. It's some show. It's some drama, comic drama, whatever. You know, I haven't watched it, but it looks voodoo-ish, mystical, magical, whatever. They have mystical superpowers. Magic Negroes. Are you fucking kidding me? Now, first of all, my brothers and sisters of color, you know JB is lover of all people, so I'm not going to apologize for shit when I say any of this, because y'all know. But here's this. Could you imagine if they put a show out called Magical White Folk? Magical Caucasian? Magical Honky? Could you imagine the walls of Jericho that would tumble by the race baiters out there? Oh my God. Oh my God. And every Nancy and Karen out there is like, they are magical. And I'm just so sorry I'm white. If I believed in gun laws, I'd get one and shoot myself. I hate you motherfuckers. I hate you. Y'all are pathetic. And for every trans weirdo and whatever, my gay brothers and sisters, okay. Dig it. Love who you want to love. That's between you and your maker. You do you. But once you get past LGB, there's nothing else. There's nothing else. All the rest of that shit's made up fairy tale dust. My gay brothers and sisters know this. And it's an embarrassment. But for, hey, all you rainbow riders out there that want to have Pegasus and a rainbow tramp stamp on your ass, you knock yourselves out. And whenever they let some more of these, oh, jiminy cricket, don't get me started on Hamas. But let you go out there and suck that ass some more. You suck that Hamas dick all you want to with your gay pride flag. That shit ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. Yeah, you try that. Try that. Keep going. Keep going. No. No. So I would suggest that you keep your eyes peeled on this Tarik Johnson situation. If all is good and fair in the world, this joker acted under good faith. He's there to protect Congress people. And his boss didn't do a damn thing. And so he tells somebody about his boss not doing a damn thing. And they suspend him and tell him, you don't talk to the press. You don't do shit for 17 fucking months. Nothing to see here, folks. Not a damn thing to see. You go right on. Hate Trump. Hate Trump supporters. Remember, if you wear a Trump hat, you tried to destroy the Capitol, and you tried to kill people, and you tried to destroy democracy. You do that. You remember that stupid, and you act on that stupid. For the love of God, please do that. Go get you, wear your mask, get you some more vax, get you some more of some COVID juice. And keep doing all that you do. Keep it up. Because I'm going to tell you something. This shit's about to get real. It is real. But it's about to get nasty real. And guess who the first ones against the wall are going to be when the bad guys show up? You sacks of shit. That's who. And the problem is we're on the same freaking boat because of you dickheads. I'm going to go back and try to enjoy my holidays. I may or may not speak to you before then. So I wish you the best. I wish you a prayer for a bright future and that things get better. God and man reconciled. Remember that. That's the reason for the season. In the meantime, I'm your buddy JB for America's number one third-rate podcast, Give Zero. Find us on all your regular platforms, subscribe, auto-download, whatever. Go to the website and buy coffee mug, givezero.com. Merry Christmas to you all. And as I like to say, because we need it, good luck, America.